Good morning, everyone. My name is Chuck Woodside, and I am the CEO of Kappa Ethanol, a 60 million gallon per year farmer-owned bioethanol refinery in Minden, Nebraska. But for the next 2 days, it is my honor to be here at the 17th annual National Ethanol Conference as the chairman of the Renewable Fuels Association. As chairman, it is my distinct privilege to welcome you all to Orlando at this truly historic time in the history of the industry. Today, America's ethanol industry has grown to be 10% of the nation's gasoline supply, a feat many of us thought unachievable this soon. American ethanol has become the world's most sought-after renewable fuel, with exports of fuel ethanol surging to more than 1.1 billion gallons last year. The reason for this success has been rooted in and will continue to be predicated upon the willingness of our industry to adopt new technologies, improve efficiencies, and constantly search for innovative solutions. Over the next day and a half, industry-leading experts will thoughtfully discuss and debate many opportunities and challenges of America's ethanol industry. As an industry, we must collectively defend the renewable fuel standard with all that we have. This precedent-setting policy is helping America to achieve three of its most pressing goals: reducing our reliance on imported oil, cleaning our environment, and putting Americans back to work. We have no choice but to actively seek expanded market opportunities. That means a smart, strategic, and an aggressive commercialization plan for fuels like E15, as well as higher-level blends like E20, E30, and E85. I am proud to say that your RFA has been actively leading on this front, completing the hard work necessary to bring these new fuels to market. We also must look for other opportunities, including those that may be overseas. Strong global demand for U.S. ethanol provided a much-needed shot in the arm for ethanol producers last year. We must continue to make sure that we have access to these markets in the future, including markets for increasing volumes of feed and bio-based ethanol products that we now supply. Achieving these goals and the other important milestones that will come with our industry's continued evolution and growth will not be easy. It's a task that will require cooperation, creative thinking, and contribution by everyone. I'm proud to be a board member of the RFA, where each member company producing ethanol receives a vote. To my colleagues that are already a member of the RFA, we thank you for your support and encourage you to remain active, engaged in your industry and in your association. If you're not a member today, I strongly encourage you to track down someone wearing an RFA member ribbon and ask about joining. The RFA is committed to creating an environment in which American-made renewable fuels can thrive. This will require visionary leadership driven by RFA members. It will require credible, responsible advocacy that is grounded in sound science and can only be accomplished with the continued financial support and expertise of the people in this room. The fact that you are here this week speaks to your shared vision and your desire to see the industry take the next steps in its natural evolution. On behalf of the RFA, thank you and welcome.